Good morning, Consciousness Circle members, and welcome to another weekend forecast. I'm here to give you your weekend forecast for May 29th and May 30th. On Saturday, May 29th, we're going to have the moon transiting Capricorn. This is interesting because Saturday is naturally ruled by the planet of Saturn. I don't know if you knew this, but each day's energy is ruled and named after the planets. So Monday is the moon day, Tuesday is Mars day, Wednesday is Mercury day, Thursday is Jupiter day, Friday is Venus day, Saturday is Saturn day, and Sunday is, well, the day of the sun. Now, in English, the derivative of the name of the days is in Latin. So in English, it may not make full sense, but when you say the days in Spanish, for instance, you can see the correlation between the names of the planets and the names of the days. So, fun fact. Anyway, so Saturday, we have the moon in Capricorn. Why did I go into all of that? Because Saturn naturally rules Capricorn. And if you notice, when we get to our weekends, it tends to be days in which we catch up on errands, on things that we couldn't get to throughout the week because we were too busy with life and adulting, for instance. So having a moon in Capricorn on Saturday, which is a day naturally ruled by Saturn, and Saturn rules Capricorn, can feel like a day in which we feel very task-oriented. We feel it's a day in which we want to get a lot of work done, in which we want to get serious about, you know, finishing things up, tidying things up around the house. Perhaps some of us might be able to settle an agreement with someone or sign documents or sign a contract, things like that. Just keep in mind that we are now technically in Mercury retrograde. So if it is a weekend in which you are coming into an agreement with someone, whether it's about, okay, I'm going to go to your baby shower, you know, in 4 weeks, I'm going to, you know, meet you for this birthday party, whenever, or I'm signing a lease or I'm buying a car, understand that with Mercury retrograde, chances are that this agreement, whether verbal or written, is probably going to have to go through a review. You're probably going to change your mind. Someone else is going to change their mind. So understand that these things are possible on a day or on a weekend like today, okay? With the moon in Capricorn, we can also tend to want to retreat. We can tend to be a little bit more cold and come off as if we want to have our own space. So understand that that's also a possibility, especially because the moon in Capricorn is going to head into a conjunction with Pluto in Capricorn. Now, that's not going to happen till later on in the evening. And a Pluto-moon connection represents emotional intensity. And in Capricorn, that emotional intensity can come off in somewhat of a harsh way. Capricorn tends to be a sign that doesn't beat around the bush a lot. They're very direct. They say what's on their mind. And it's very matter of fact. So I don't mean to predispose you to think that Saturday has to be awful, not at all. It's just that it has a different feel to it. It has a different tone to it. So just be aware of that. Other than that, please have an amazing Saturday and listen to the next recording as I'm going to talk about Sunday, May 30th.